plea from an area fire chief.
Let us help the people in need.
After one of his trucks is hit, I'm Mike Marilla.
How the nursing shortage is affecting who's caring for kids in D.C. schools. I'm Megan Cloherty.
It's 5 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The shortage of New York State healthcare workers is about to hit the critical list. All medical staff who haven't gotten at least one COVID vaccination by today could be fired. These nurses at Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo say they're
nervous, very nervous. My coworkers and I can't stop talking about how nervous we are.
We can't keep up with patients and now with the staff we have. What are we going to do?
Governor Kathy Hochul says she may call in the National Guard to help. More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
U.S. COVID deaths are at their highest level since March. Hardest hit right now is Alabama. In Indiana and Kentucky, National Guard troops are supporting medical staff.
It does feel nice to be able to come in and help out. I know a lot of the nurses need it.
Nationwide, the number of new adult COVID cases and hospitalizations is dropping after the deadly summer surge. Yet for children younger than 12, they're higher than ever.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll hold a vote Thursday on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. She tells ABC she's confident.
I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the vote.
Democrats had originally set today as the deadline to pass the bill. Instead, they'll begin debating it. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll hold a key test vote on a bill today to fund the government past Thursday and raise the debt limit. Federal safety investigators and Amtrak officials are in Montana trying to pinpoint the cause of Saturday's deadly train derailment near Joplin. Governor Greg Gianforte.
We will continue to work closely with the state, local officials on the ground, as well as Amtrak, BNSF, and NTSB to get to the bottom of this and get the tracks open back up.
At least three people were killed when 10 cars jumped the tracks near a switch. The Angela Merkel era is coming to an official end in Germany. Social Democrats, led by Olaf Scholz, have narrowly defeated Merkel's union bloc. Scholz, through an interpreter.
We are a pragmatic party that knows how to govern. We're a confident party that wants to work to ensure that we have a better future in Germany.
Merkel's been Germany's chancellor for 16 years. Signs of the times at last night's Tony Awards.
We gotta ask that you wear that mask until everything feels right.
After a more than 1 year pandemic delay, a smaller than usual audience celebrated Broadway.
And the Tony Award goes to Moulin Rouge.
The show won a total of 10 prizes, including Best Musical, the upset winner for Best Play, The Inheritance. It beat the favorite Slave Play, which had 12 nominations. S&P futures up 12. This is CBS News.
Indeed helps find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 Monday morning, September 27th. A mixture of clouds and sun and highs near 80 today. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones, and the top local stories we're following this hour, Pfizer's coronavirus booster shot is now available across the D.C. region.
If you are eligible for a booster shot, you can walk into any location that has the Pfizer vaccine and get one immediately. In both D.C. and Maryland, all you have to do is self-report that you need a booster shot, meaning you don't need to prove that you fall under the requirements. The CDC recommends the booster if you are over 65, work in a job with high risk of exposure to the virus, or have an underlying medical condition. But wait until at least 6 months after your last dose. The Virginia Department of Health on their website says booster shots are also available to people who are eligible to get it. To find a location near you for the booster, go to vaccines.gov. And in D.C., you can even schedule to get an additional shot at home for free. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
A man facing a long list of rape and murder charges from decades ago will be back in court today.
It's been a long time since 61-year-old Giles Warwick was in court, but today the man police say is the Potomac River rapist is scheduled for a status hearing on his case. Earlier this month, Warwick was indicted on charges of first-degree murder in the 1998 rape and murder of 28-year-old Christine Marzahn. He's also charged with nearly a dozen other rapes going back to the early 1990s in Montgomery County. In February of last year, prosecutors said they found a letter Warwick had written to his fiance, which to them suggested his guilt. This case, like many others, has since been slowed by the pandemic. John Dome in WTOP News.
Three people were injured in a shooting that broke out outside a metro station in Prince George's County last night. Police say three juveniles and an adult were seen leaving a train together at about 5:30 at the Branch Avenue Metro Station. They began arguing, and that's when the shooting took place. One of the juveniles suffered critical injuries. Another juvenile and the adults were also injured, and the other juvenile was arrested. Police say four guns were found at the scene of that shooting.
Twice in a week, fire trucks helping people on the side of the road have been struck.
Distracted driving.
Chief Scott Goldstein with Montgomery County Fire and EMS is upset after a driver slammed into a county fire truck on I-270 near Montrose Road last Wednesday. That as his crew helped with a crash. Then a day later in Prince George's County, a fire truck there was hit on Route 50. That crash sent a firefighter to the hospital.
Frequently we see people swerve around something that they didn't pay attention for and then strike what was there, meaning the piece of fire apparatus.
It's the law to move over or reduce speed when you see an emergency or service vehicle on the side of the road.
Let us help the people in need and not harm us and make us another part of the incident.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Happening this hour, the first Amtrak Virginia train running between Richmond's Main Street Station and D.C. departs at 5:35 this morning. Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation said that train will reach D.C. before the workday begins. They're hoping to reduce I-95 congestion with this new train offering. Governor Ralph Northam is attending this morning's inaugural departure.
Coming up on WTOP, another shortage in schools, this time in the nurse's office. It's 5:06.
Don't just get traffic. Get your traffic.
Don't just get the news. Get your news.
Get the WTOP app and get customized alerts that matter to you.
More local, regional, and national news on demand. More up-to-the-minute info. Free on Apple or Android.
The WTOP mobile experience. Available free at your favorite app store. Not just WTOP, your WTOP.
The powerful new iPhone 13 Pro is here with the most advanced camera in an iPhone. And T-Mobile is the place to get it.
This new cinematic mode turned my travel videos into a filmmaking masterpiece.
Get the most out of your new iPhone on America's largest, fastest 5G network.
And posting. Whoa, that was fast.
And now, you can get iPhone 13 Pro on us with eligible trade-in and plan and upgrade forever.
So I can always have a new iPhone?
Yep, forever. Lock in the trade-in value of your new iPhone up to $800 every 2 years for your next upgrade. Get iPhone 13 Pro on us right now and upgrade forever. Only at T-Mobile.
With Max Plan and on us now via 30 monthly bill credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. Contact us before canceling service to continue credits on current device or credits stop and balance on required finance agreements due. Fastest based on average overall 5G speeds according to OpenSignal Awards and USA 5G User Experience Report July 2021. See T-Mobile.com.
WTOP at